All right, you guys, welcome back to Podtacular. This is episode 15. I am Spellcheck, and filling in for Fumo Jive, we have...
Desidus. How's it going, everybody?
Thanks. Going good. Thank you for coming in, Desidus. We really appreciate it.
Oh, well, man. I'm more than happy to be here anytime.
It's like the second time you've had to fill in. You're like the official fill-in.
I know. I'm just the guy you call when you gotta go do something.
Well, as some of you may know, Desidus is the lead person for Podtacular TV. Podtacular TV is an amazing project that is currently coming along very well.
Yeah, it certainly is coming along. Podtacular TV, it's coming along great, and I've got a lot to tell you about that a little later.
All right, we're looking forward to it. So as you can probably tell, site design, it's pretty cool. It's been up there for a while now. But the new version, podtacular.com version 2.0, coming along really well. I've seen it myself. They did some great stuff. We're really privileged to have those guys over there doing. We got Cap and Crunk and all those guys that I don't know all their names yet. I think Paradox is another one.
Oh, they'll be famous soon.
They'll be famous. They're cool guys. Cool guys, and I really wish I could thank them all by name.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But
it's okay. Respect them.
All I know is Paradox is Capricorn. That's all I know.
Well,
so
we'll make them stars soon enough.
Yes, we will make them stars.
All right.
Moving on.
Sure.
We have the new Podtacular store that's available over at www.podtacular.com. Click on the store tab, which is the last tab on your right. And over there you can see all our designs for shirts you can get. I really think look at the black one. There's a black one that has the Podtacular logo on the front.
Yeah, the black one looks wonderful.
Yeah, we have a hoodie. We have a buttload of good swag. Good swag.
Get in there and buy some.
Yeah, yeah. Buy some swag.
You guys asked for it now. Here it is.
You can buy our swag. Anyways, we also have the tournament coming up. And on the topic of tournament real fast, I want to mention that the Podtacular All-Stars beat Clan Okinawa the other day. They won 2-0. They were going to do three matches. They were going to do a Slayer, a CTF, and Assault, but All-Stars beat them before they got to Assault. So.
Way to go, All-Stars. Way to represent.
Way to keep on keeping on.
Definitely. We're proud of you, boys. Good work.
We are very proud. But the Podtacular tournament, this one's kind of keep getting pushed back farther and farther, but you can still sign up for it over at podtacular.com. Click on the forums. And you'll be redirected to our Bungie group, and you can use the forums there to sign up. But it's going to be a platoon-based, so you need to find four of the buddies from your clan. If you're not in a clan, don't worry, we are getting to you. I still have a whole bunch of clan invites I need to send tonight. But we are getting to you. Don't think that just because you haven't gotten it yet, it's because you don't care about it. We will get you, dude. Promise.
We're on the way.
We have so many. We will get to you guys, I promise. But in fact, I might not even make it. I'll talk to the guys about it, but about making being part of a clan a requirement for the tournament. But it really helps.
Definitely.
There's not a whole lot's been happening in Halo Land, my friends.
No,
not a whole lot's been happening.
It's been a little slow. Still chugging along.
But I think if you care about Halo Land, you will notice that the leaderboards are gone.
Goodbye.
So, not going to miss them.
No. So all those dirty rancors and modders, boosters, cheaters, and, you know, other scumbags that polluted the leaderboards, you know, that are basically becoming an official list of America's idiots.
You know? No. International idiots.
Ah,
international.
That's a good point. So I'm sure I've cheated got cheated on
because
by some international folk.
I got cheated at by a Spaniard and a frog, which is French people, by the way.
Yeah.
Nobody from Istanbul yet. I don't know.
No, they're very honest people in Istanbul.
They're honest people. You gotta love those Istans.
Yeah, except they're from Turkey. So they're Turkish.
Turkish, yeah, that's the ones. Istanbulians.
Istanbulians.
They're my favorites.
They do.
But, you know, there were a few people that were genuinely brilliant. And to them, you know, we offer our utmost condolences.
Yeah, exactly.
But to the rest of you all, screw you.
Good. It's about time you get a little less exposure and a little more...
Yeah. Not tough. Education. You know, enjoy your hard-earned anonymity.
Exactly. Enjoy it.
Me and Fumo used to play a good old game called Find a Legit Player. A couple weeks, you know. Yeah. I'm like, well, like, is there an even number, an odd number? I put down $10. I'm just kidding. But really, it's bad. It's really, it was really that bad.
Yeah, it's the leaderboard's been a joke since day one. It's sad, but it's good to see them going away, not giving any attention to these losers.
Most definitely. But there has been a couple of Halo stories that were unrelated to the gameplay. Like the DOA 4 mention of Halo. And everyone's been like, quite a lot of buzz about that. Do you know anything about this, Decidus?
I know a little bit. I hear there's might be a female Spartan creeping in there.
Yeah, female Spartan. Codename Spartan 458. So not the Master. But
I don't know. I don't know how you're going to be able to tell the difference with the armor, but maybe she'll be pink or something.
I don't know. I've seen some female Spartans that look pretty nice.
Oh, yes.
Inside joke, my friends. You'll get it when Pod TV comes out. Don't worry.
Yes.
Don't worry.
You're all going to be very happy.
Now everyone's going, ooh. Yes. But I don't want to leak anything more than I have to.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of leak, I don't know how that got out there, but it did.
Oh, who did that?
I have no idea.
If I find them, I will shake their hand.
Excellent.
But really, have you seen how many hits that's getting, Decidus, man? Like 1,200 hits.
I have, you know, and I guess now is as good a time as any to let you guys know about Podtacular TV and, you know, how it's coming along. For anybody who hasn't seen the trailer yet, why don't you tell them all about it, Spellcheck?
Pan up on darkness. A man with a gun runs forward. This is very dramatic, by the way.
Oh, I know.
I'm trying to be dramatic.
It's intense.
A man with a gun runs forward. And then it goes. It's cool. So then the man with the gun, he's still running forward. And, like, you pan out to him, just pans across his face. And then you see him just standing there, and, like, oh, like, zooming around him. And then you see. It's like a full body shot, and he's like shooting. He's shooting bullets. He's shooting bullets now. Oh, he's shooting bullets. And then you zoom in on his face, and then he goes, "Podtacular TV." And then you see this other guy, it's like blue guy, and you see like one of those, like things on that one cold place, little purple box explosives. And you see him with the rockets, and he's like, "Wow!" Runs like tactical strategies, Podtacular TV, and more. Yep.
It's all that and more.
It's that and more.
It is.
But cool because you can watch it.
Exactly. It's like Podtacular, but cerebral. It's in your face.
Cerebral.
It's good stuff.
Cerebral. I like that.
It's a good word. But,
boy.
Yeah, so here's a rundown on what's happening with Podtacular TV. You know, something that everybody's going to understand right off the bat about what we're doing here is it's a little different than the podcast. Anything involved with the video arts, when you want to make something like that on par with the quality of Podtacular, you know, it needs to exude those qualities. And, you know, TV shows usually get months and months of behind-the-scenes prep work before they come out. Now, I know we're not quite on that scale, but, you know, that's something that we've been lacking from the start. So I really came up with a new way to handle this. I know it's the first time it's been done with Machinima, but I'm sure it might be the first time it's been done with any video production. So I'm letting you guys know about Hot Podtacular TV. .b, which is a beta. Essentially, I'm sure you've all heard of this process. We're going to have a form on the new site where everybody's just going to come in and post their ideas on the show, how we're doing, what we're doing. It's going to be a community show. So essentially, we're going to build it up from a foundation of what you guys want to see, and then we'll make it happen for you.
Cool.
So, you know, I can't obviously take everybody's idea. Some ideas are going to suck. Some ideas are going to be great. A lot of my ideas suck. So that's why I'm trying to source it from everybody. And I'm hoping at the end of this we're going to get a good, solid group of people that we're going to work with every week and get out some great stuff. Great stuff for you guys.
Yeah. Yes. Decidus, you know, you became famous with your good old-fashioned rants.
Oh, the rants.
You... you wouldn't happen to be able to crank one out right now, would you?
Crank out a rant. Well, I suppose I could do something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, throw in an edit.
Cue music.
Here. Time again for your Podtacular Rant featuring Desidix. This week's topic, screamers and potty mouth kids. Take it away, Spellcheck. What you just heard is probably the most horrendous thing one could ever hear over Xbox Live. You're walking around, doing your thing, having a perfectly civilized game, when the headshot on the nude next to you prompts the most horrifying scream from a six-year-old goat I've ever heard in my life. As with most of you, I don't understand these children. Their constant barrage of filthy language, complemented by crushing insults towards your mother, really says a lot about their status as human beings. Guess what, children? Not only do I not care about what you think of my mother, I don't care about you or what you have to say. So talk to your own mother, ask her to teach you some manners, and then have her punch you in the face. Until next week, this is Desidix, and this has been the Podtacular Rant.
Yes!
Alright, fellas, there's a live rant for this week.
Alright, thank you so much, Desidix.
Anytime. I'm hoping soon I'll be able to make it a weekly feature again.
Yes, I mean, those were some good old days. That was back episode like 8 or something. That was like...
Seems like so long ago.
The first week we had to go with that one because of Major Nelson. That's we had to do an early show. But
yeah.
Oh, man, I wish we could have him on the show again. He was so cool.
Hey, he was a good guy. Enjoyed listening to him talk. Yeah.
He provided some clear answers about the Xbox 360.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you heard it first on Podtacular.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
But as you can probably tell, that was... It sounds like it was a while back, but considering we're on episode 15, but really because we kind of switched over to a more show format, you get 3 shows a week, and the reason we do that is not because it's your convenience, it's for our convenience. Reasoning pretty much comes down to the point where it's less downloads per week, pretty much. Actually, it also makes it easier for you, because it's a smaller download per show.
Exactly,
so,
and he's able to produce much higher quality material,
yeah,
editing in half-hour chunks.
I can put out a higher quality show in a half-hour show, then I can do a higher quality in a hour and a half-hour show. So it's benefiting you. I know that a lot of you are really unsatisfied with the one. You liked having one show. Think of it this way: do you want a show at all?
Exactly.
And really, the biggest thing, and what it comes down to, is the fact that we're not going to do. We have one voicemail this week. I'm dead serious, you guys. So call or listen to voicemail 206-888-HALO. We really need your voicemails this week. We have one voicemail.
Come on, guys, help us out.
Call us up, 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
There you go.
Yeah, I know the number now. I called it so much. I don't call it. What, do you think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
But, see, also one thing I want to mention. We have a friend of the show. He made a Halo table. And I know if you're saying, Halo table? What is that? He made a table. Well, actually, he took a glass table with a... the inside, like, you can put, like, pictures and sand or whatever for, like, a beach-themed table or, you know, that kind of junk.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know those? Well, he filled it with sand and dirt, but he didn't put seashells and pictures in it. You know what he put in there? He put in ghosts and Spartans to make the ultimate Halo table. Heyo.
Wow. Big shout-out to that guy.
Yeah, I don't have his name right here with me right now, but,
I think he knows who he is.
It's Walking Nightmare. WLKNG space, or underscore, NGHT. He did that for his welding class. And he couldn't decide what he was going to do for his final project. And he just sat around, he's demolishing everyone in Halo 2. And he's like, oh, a good TV stand. So he made the table from scratch. He actually put lighting in the table.
Oh my.
And made a little bit eeny, meeny, tiny little war. And he has a total of 3 warthogs, 1 wrecked in battle damage, though.
Oh, poor warthog.
1 ghost, 20 Spartans.
20 Spartans.
And a banshee flying over the table itself. And you can check a link on the site and get some links to go see some pictures.
Yeah, check out the show notes. It's,
pictures, like there's even some BRs hanging around that.
There you
go.
There's
a BR there. There's a Spartan with a assault rifle. It's really cool.
I'm looking at it right now. It's actually really neat.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
You can never underestimate the creativity of Halo 2 players.
That's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. The ghost. I've never seen the toy ghost before.
No.
That was a nice little addition to the table.
Definitely. Definitely. Alright, so we just gave about 12 minutes to the table.
Yeah.
It's a nice table.
Yep. But anyways, we have to jump into some Wayward Sources here. HaloUnder.blogspot.com. I don't know if you guys have known this, but Far Cry Instincts is available. I just kind of found this about 10 minutes ago. But Far Cry Instincts, the Xbox version of the popular PC game, that is apparently amazing. It's, like, awesome from all the stuff I've seen.
That's what I've heard.
I haven't had a chance to play it because, you know, I'm running, like, a really cruddy computer. But, it seems really cool, and in the game, you have the ability to actually make your own maps and even send them to your friends via Xbox Live.
That's huge.
So, I know what you're asking, how does this pertain to what I'm talking about, right? Well, what this is, these guys have made some maps based on, like, Backwash and a couple other Halo 2 maps. And I'm like, ooh.
There you go.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, I'd definitely get on there and check those out.
They have a Beaver Creek map, and they have a Lockout map, and they have a Backwash map, so.
Excellent.
And they said the map is exactly like it. If you want to get hold of one of those maps, you really need to send these guys friend invites, and if you want to get their information, you need to go over to http://HaloUnder.blogspot.com. So
where all your dreams come true.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Coming up next, we got it's really a stat tracking site, very similar to QuerySpree, if anybody's heard of that, which I'm sure everybody has.
Oh, I love QuerySpree, but I love that site even better. Tell them more. Tell them more.
Yeah, it's halo2.junk.ws. Right now, it's a little tough to get on. They're only accepting a certain amount of people. I'm not on there. But, you know, keep trying, and it looks like some of the best stat tracking tools you have out there. So, big shout-out to those guys.
Yes. Actually, I think it's just one guy.
One guy is doing all this.
As far as I've known.
Wow. Well, big shout out to him.
But he writes it in Ajax, and he does it all himself. I'm really amazed with it. He does a fantastical job. Anyways, halo2.junk.ws. It's a really good site. Really good. He's starting to give out forums and stuff, you know, where people are always bragging about, you know, their kill per death ratio and stuff. Well, he actually is giving out one now. So you can actually see your kill per death ratio. You can see your kills average per death. You can see your beatdowns. You can see all your levels and some set, like just some sigs. Some sigs are really basic. They show your picture, your highest rank, your gamer tag. That's all, and it's really cool. I've already got my sigs and stuff set up for the new forums over at the new podtagler.com, but you guys can't see it yet, because
it's a surprise.
It's a surprise. You guys are gonna flip. The good flip. The good flip.
Getting a good solid forum community going, and yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But seriously, it's gonna be amazing. I think you guys are really gonna like it. So.
Definitely. I don't know anything about the Praetoria Guard video.
Oh, the Praetoria Guard. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Praetoria Guard. They're probably the coolest clan ever.
Pretty much. That's all I hear.
Yeah, they are pretty amazing. If you have never heard of Praetoria Guard, I'd recommend you go over and check out their site, which is at ptg.halo2webring.com, or just search halo2webring.com and click on Praetoria Guard. They run the Halo 2 Cheaters site. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Yeah, great site. I'm there a lot.
Yeah. They mark cheaters for every game they play. They also run the Halo 2 Customs website. I don't know if you guys have heard of that one. It is... It's a good site. Like, see, that what the top game on there is right now. I think it's Ninja CTF or something.
There you go.
So...
I don't play a lot of custom games myself, but
No, it's Halo 2 game types. Halo 2 game types, and their current top thing is Ninja CTF. So, if you want to find out more information about Praetorian Guard, just go to Halo2Webring.com, or you can go to PraetoriaGuard.com. That's P-R-A-E-T-O-R-I-A Guard.com. And if you know the police alphabet, that's Papa Alpha Echo. Oh, who am I kidding? I don't know that.
Excellent.
But you're listening to Pod Tech Lads, Papa Oscar Delta Tango, Alpha Charlie, Uniform Lion, but Alpha Romeo. If you know what that means...
You just blew my mind.
You are dumb. I'm just kidding. You're smart people.
We love you.
We really do. We love you.
Keep coming back. You're making us rich. That's funny.
You really are. But really, in all seriousness, we really want to thank you guys for stopping by today. As you can probably tell, this is the shortest of the three podcasts. This is the particular update. On behalf of Fumo Jive, who is in Jamaica, I am Spellcheck.
And this is Desidus.
Thanks for stopping by, you guys. Keep on fragging.
See you later, guys.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da